Bulldog Live continues here on The Pulse at 1-866-823-1077 as we continue our discussion about Northern Pass along with Dr. Margaret Jones of Margaret Jones Productions. And she's been doing some documentaries and actually some, you know, one-on-one interviews with a number of people that are affected by this and have some experiences to share. But Dr. Jones, before we get into this, where people can start seeing this on their local channels, because that's the main thing I want to try and push real soon. I do have somebody who wants to join the conversation, as callers are always welcome. So let's talk to Denise right here on Bulldog Live. How are you today, Denise?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Just a quick comment. Like Dr. Jones, I'm also a landowner who's affected. My family and I own the primary and first alternate sites right at the Canadian Crossing in Pittsburgh. One of the, and fairly obviously very much against Northern Pass, but one of the first things when we had gone to meetings and things was, you know, being told and trying to really solidify that if, you know, the best way Northern Pass could work would be to turn neighbor against neighbor, and a huge concern up there. And I'm just worried about her comment about Mr. Mason on the radio, you know, used the term bragging, which I think is inflammatory. You know, certainly if he, his choice, I think we all have to make our own choices. And I thought, you know, I think that's just a little bit harsh for him.
Well, Margaret, if you want to say something, because I've got something else I can add, too.
Well, I agree. It is harsh. And I think people who are turned against neighbors are just as much a victim. I mean, the people who are working for Northern Pass up in our area, the Pittsburgh, Colebrook, Stratford area, have been targeted because of financial hardships that they're going through. So they're just as much a victim. So yes.
Well, I think there's no question there. I mean, when obviously the huge catchphrase is eminent domain, but I think I had heard one that expressed it much better, which is most of us aren't, you know, don't have the resources up here to go all the way through to fighting eminent domain and use the term eminent domain by extortion, which, you know, I certainly agree with. Just because you can't fight it to the bitter end doesn't mean, you know, they're not putting the screws to you.
Well, hopefully it won't go to the bitter end.
Well, I would hope. I'm not overly hopeful, but optimistic, maybe.
Well, Denise, and I can tell you out of Deerfield, there's a similar situation playing out there where they are pitting neighbor against neighbor. One gentleman that I spoke to who was approached with these right of entry agreements, and he said, I'm just simply not going to sign one of those. This is the $400 deal that Margaret was talking about in the first segment. And he had somebody in town that lives just up the road from him who's now working for Northern Pass and won't leave this poor you know, landowner alone, saying, look, well, I want to come up with something. What can we do? And he says, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in this at all. So, yes, in a sense, it is pitting neighbor against neighbor because as this affected property owner said to me, he says, I just resent that. Here's a guy that you know, we see around town involved with kids' activities. And now this is the kind of adversarial relationship that we're now facing when it didn't need to be. So
Right.
Well, Denise, thank you very much for checking in. I appreciate your comments.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. All right, 1-866-823-1077. So, Dr. Jones, you've done a video, you've done a number of interviews. You interviewed me as one of them, actually, and I posted that on my website at briantilton.com, and thank you. And
that's not
the reason why I'm having you here today. there's no arrangements, no tit for tat, so to speak. You know, you interview me, I interview you. But what I saw was that you're making actually a very big effort in trying to get these videos out on the local public access TV stations.
Right, and it's people like Denise for whom I'm doing it. It's good to know she's listening. But I started June 23rd, so it's been almost a month that I've been making videos. Ooh, all right? And I first started by going to the Nashua Chamber of Commerce meeting on June 23rd to film Gary Long, who was going to talk, and I was curious to hear what he had to say. And I ended up not putting his footage in because it was fast, it was frenzied, and there was really nothing that hadn't been put in any of the brochures. So the video ends up with State Representative Baldessaro of Londonderry telling about how his land was taken by the Public Utilities Commission, the PUC, and how he sees it happening again, and that's the reason for him being a state representative. The second episode I filmed on July 7th, but I didn't intend to film it. People just came up to me and said, can we be in your movie? Can you film me, please? And then that happened again on July 11th. So I never intended to start making videos. It just happened. And right now, to get a show on public access television is free to a resident of the town. And we have towns in which the shows are airing. One of them is Plymouth. Another one is Hudson. Wolfboro, Saco River Community in Maine. Littleton is showing, and Atkinson is showing them. Farmington and Keene, New Hampshire, which is Cheshire TV. But we do need people from additional towns to call their local stations to ask that the land grab nightmare series be shown. Otherwise, it won't be shown. Public access stations show what the people want to see. And I'm sure this is what the people want to see. So specifically, these are the towns from which we need people to call their stations. Andover, Bedford, Bristol, Chester, Claremont, Concord again, Conway, Dover, Durham, Enfield, Exeter, Goffstown, Hampton, Hampstead, Hanover, Keene again, Laconia, Londonderry, Madison, Manchester, Milford, Nashua, Newport, North Conway, Northampton, Pelham, Plaistow, Portsmouth, Raymond, Rochester, Salem, Sandown, Ware, and Windham. So they would call their local community access station to request that Land Grab Nightmare, the series of three, be shown.
Okay, and now where would the public access stations get these videos?
Well, most public access stations subscribe to a service called PEG Media. It's pegmedia.org, and they simply download from that, and I've paid for the downloads. They would go to New Hampshire, and it's right there, big as day.
Okay.
It's three times bigger than the other shows, and it's free because I've paid for it. And they can get it instantly. You could even stream them all three together. There's talk about Governor Lynch. There's talk about Hydro-Québec. There are things that you may not know that you'd be surprised about, and we have firsthand accounts of of these stories.
Well, I watched the one of Al Baldessaro. I found it on YouTube, and you have some videos posted there as well. And Al Baldessaro's testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee about eminent domain and what a disrespectful process it is to actually go through it, and then him to talk with you about it in some great detail should be a huge wake-up call to people about promises that are made and not kept, and how disrespectful the process is for those who are in the line of fire to lose their land.
Well, once a property is targeted by an electric company, to the company, it's a done deal. They see you as worthless. You have a home and land that's paid for. You've been providing the state with property taxes or the town with property taxes, and you're just a nothing to them. You're not even worth speaking with.
Mm. So you need some help from people. So how this typically works is, what I'm getting out of this is that for something to appear on public access, they need somebody in their community. They have to be a resident of that community in order to request it.
In some cases, in other cases, the station has run out of the high school, and the teachers make the decision to run shows, whether to run or not run shows. But in most of the time, it's called a sponsor. A station will need a sponsor from the town to request a show. Sometimes that sponsor has to come in with the actual discs, as in Merrimack. We have someone in Merrimack who does that. Or they'll have to fill out a piece of paper with their name and address and show a driver's license saying they live in the town.
Okay. And again, for most public access TV stations that subscribe to PEG Media, this is a free download to them. So even having the sponsor in town go to the public access station saying, I like to have this shown, they're not having to pay anything because you've already covered those expenses.
The station, the resident pays nothing. I've covered all the expenses of this. This is my contribution. It's also necessary because I don't want the land over which I have stewardship to be taken and destroyed. So I don't see that I have any choice but to facilitate getting the word out there that something bad will happen if action is not taken.
So for Dr. Margaret Jones, she's looking for people that can help out to get this word out to approach their local public access stations. If you're residents or maybe even work in these towns, Amherst, Andover, Bedford, Bristol, Chester, Claremont, still need somebody from Concord, Conway, Dover, Durham, Enfield, Exeter, Goffstown, Hampton, Hampstead, Hanover, Keene, Laconia, Londonderry, Madison, Manchester, Milford, Nashua, Newport, North Conway, Northampton, Pelham, Plaistow, Portsmouth, Raymond, Rochester, Salem, Sandown, Ware, and Windham. So those are some areas where you need help. How do people get in touch with you if they need any encouragement to do so?
Well, I have an email address, which is D as in dog, R as in Roger, M as in Mary, K, Jones at peoplepc.com. That's Dr. M. K. Jones at peoplepc.com. And you can email me, and I can help you with any problems you might come up with. Sometimes a station will require release forms, and I can fax release forms to the station, but they know if it's on PEG Media, all the bases have been covered.
Yeah, good. Okay, well, that's good to know. And if somebody does require, you know, hand delivery of a DVD, you can
I will
make
mail
that
it
happen.
To them. I have stamps, I have envelopes, I have a pen, I can write your name and address and get it out today. I even have an envelope with me right now in case you want to call in. And I have discs right here.
That's great. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number. As we continue our conversation with Dr. Margaret Jones, I want to keep you on for one more segment, if that's okay with you. I know this is your first time on the radio, isn't
ever,
it?
Ever in my whole life. Amen.
All right. Good. Bulldog Live continues on The Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages. Live on The Pulse.